Section 3. Control for safety. This manual cannot teach you how to control direction, speed, or balance. That's something you can learn only through practice. Control begins with knowing your abilities and riding within them and the rules of the road. 3.1 Body position and posture. Sit far enough forward with your arms slightly bent when you hold the handle grips so that you can use your arms to steer the motorcycle rather than hold yourself up. Bending your arms lets you turn the handlebars without having to stretch. Hands. Hold the handle grips firmly. Keep your grip over rough surfaces. Start with your right wrist down. This will help you keep from accidentally using too much throttle, especially if you need to reach for the brake suddenly. Also, adjust the handlebars so your hands are even with, or below your elbows. This allows you to use the proper muscles for precision steering. Knees. Keep your knees against the gas tank. This will help you keep your balance as the motorcycle turns. This is not necessary on a three-wheel motorcycle. Feet. Keep your feet firmly on the foot pegs to maintain balance. Don't drag your feet. If your foot catches on something, you could lose control of the motorcycle. Keep your feet near the controls so you can get to the controls quickly if needed. Also, don't let your toes point downward. They may get caught between the road and foot peg. Basic three-wheel vehicle control, tip-over lines. It is possible when operating a three-wheeler to have only two wheels contacting the ground. This condition exists whenever enough weight is transferred outside what are known as tip-over lines. The figure below illustrates the tip-over line on trikes and sidecar-equipped motorcycles. 3.2 Turning. Riders often try to take curves or turns too fast. When they can't hold the turn, they end up crossing into another lane of traffic or going off the road, or they overreact and brake too hard, causing a skid and loss of control. Until you learn to judge how fast you can safely take a curve, approach all turns with caution. Use the following four steps for better control. Slow, look, lean, roll. Slow. Reduce speed before the turn by closing the throttle and, if necessary, applying both brakes. Look. Look through the turn to where you want to go. Turn just your head, not your shoulders, and keep your eyes level with the horizon. Lean. To turn, the motorcycle must lean. To lean the motorcycle, push on the hand grip in the direction of the turn. Press left, lean left, go left. Press right, lean right, go right. In normal turns, the rider and motorcycle should lean together. In slow, tight turns, lean the motorcycle only and keep your body straight. Higher speeds and/or tighter turns require more lean. Unique to a three-wheel motorcycle is the need to adjust your upper body position during cornering. It is necessary to lean in the direction you intend to turn to avoid raising the inside wheel and, possibly, flipping over. Leaning like this is sometimes referred to as hanging off. This will be very important with a sidecar-equipped motorcycle if the sidecar has no weight in it. Roll. Roll on the throttle through the turn. Maintain steady speed or gradually accelerate. Avoid deceleration while in the turn. Three-wheel motorcycles can tip over. To turn a three-wheel motorcycle, you point the front wheel in the direction you want to go. Lean your body into the turn. Roll on the throttle to pull the three-wheeler through the turn. On a sidecar outfit, when accelerating, compensate for yaw by steering towards the left. When decelerating, compensate for yaw by steering to the right. Yaw is veering to the left or the right. 3.3 Braking. Your motorcycle has two brakes, one for the front wheel and one for the rear wheel. Some sidecar rigs also have a brake on their wheel. Use both brakes at the same time. The front brake on a two-wheel motorcycle and on a sidecar rig provides the most power, while the rear brake provides the most power on a trike. The front brake is safe to use if you use it properly. Apply both brakes at the same time. Using both brakes for even normal stops will permit you to develop the proper habit or skill of using both brakes in an emergency. To completely stop a motorcycle, roll off the throttle, apply the brakes, and squeeze the clutch. When leaning the motorcycle, some of the available traction is used for cornering. So if you use the brakes when leaning, less traction is available for stopping. A skid can occur when too much brake is applied. Some motorcycles have integrated braking systems which link the front and rear brakes together by applying the rear brake pedal. Using the front brake incorrectly on a slippery surface may be hazardous. 3.4 Shifting gears. Learning to use the gears correctly when downshifting, turning, or starting on hills is important for safe motorcycle operation. Shift down through the gears as you slow down or stop. Remain in first gear while you are stopped so you can move out quickly if you need to. Make certain you are going slowly enough when you shift into a lower gear. If not, the motorcycle will lurch and the rear wheel may skid. When riding downhill or shifting into first gear, you may need to use the brakes to slow down enough to downshift slowly. It is best to change gears before entering a turn, however, sometimes shifting in a turn is necessary. If so, remember to do so smoothly. A sudden change in power to the rear wheel can cause a skid.